certainly opens up my office to take additional steps if need be. Last night, really the critical thing was to try to keep motorists off the roads. We had debris in the roads, running water, and we also were looking at other towns within the county declaring a state of emergency as well. So we thought the best way forward would be to declare a county-wide state of emergency, and then, you know, then we can assess the situation as we go through the next couple days here.
Where is the worst problem or problems today?
Sure. The village of Canajoharie and the village of Fonda, and essentially what happened was we got a big burst of rain in a very short period of time and overwhelmed some of the waterways and left streets and homes once again filled with water. And what we're, you know, starting to understand as the new normal here in the Mohawk Valley, it seems these water events are happening more frequently, and you know, we're just trying to stay on top of it and do everything we can to be resilient and help those that could be in harm's way.
The Mohawk River is a big part of Montgomery County. What is the situation along the river?
Well, you know, the river really wasn't the major issue. It was those creeks that lead into the river that just couldn't handle the capacity and the amount of water that was flowing into the river. And that's where you see, you know, the water overflowing into the village of Fonda as well as the village of Canajoharie. So the river really wasn't our big issue last night as much as it was those other smaller tributaries. So, which is certainly good news. And we didn't get any more additional rain later in the evening. So we were able to kind of stay on top of things and, you know, get it cleaned up rather quickly. We still have some roads closed at this point, I believe 6 roads at this point, but we're well on our way to getting things cleaned up and getting things back to normal here in the county.
Do you have either mandatory or voluntary evacuations underway?
At this point, no. We've had numerous you know, flooded basements, those types of issues, but thankfully we did not have to get to that point last night.
Any shelters open or available?
As of right now, we did not need to go that route, so it was more of a concern for our infrastructure, our roads, and getting those cleaned up and fixing them and making sure people can get back to normal today. There's been some isolated incidents, but nothing that was warranting the opening of a shelter at this point.
Have you been in touch yet with the State Emergency Management Office or with FEMA?
Absolutely. Well, the state, we have a very good relationship with our State Emergency Management Office rep, who was there last night, as well as numerous calls from the governor's office and my state reps, and that we were assured that the resources were there if we needed them. Thankfully, we're, you know, on top of it and doing a good job of handling the situation, so we did not require those resources as of now.